listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Thank you for joining us here today. We have another caller here in a second here, but Chris, go ahead and finish up what you were saying there.
Well, what I'm saying is it appears to be they can convert a so-called natural event, and I say that with great amounts of suspicion, that if you can drive the people off their land, then you can claim they've abandoned it, and then it leaves it available for, let's say, migrants or other countries to come in and plane jump the land under the pretext that it's abandoned property. If they don't preserve and post their property with notices they have not abandoned it, that they have been circumstantially driven without consent or willfully from their land due to circumstances beyond their control, mitigating and extenuating, as we might call it.
And well, so Chris, let me interrupt you here, Chris, for just one second. Think of that same thing with all the Arabs being, or Arab Muslims being driven out of their lands, and they're being forced to go to where either there's work or something to support their families and stuff. And this is the same scenario you see where they've had to vacate their land so that it can be scalped up by the big corporations and stuff, mined, whatever. And now you're back into America here. So you have a natural disaster or whatever, and then these people start migrating. So go ahead.
Well, this is exactly what the hive or herd mentality, psychopolitical warfare tactics of Saul Alinsky and others, Kenneth Goff, who wrote the premise for psychopolitical warfare, it was later reduced to a pamphlet called Brainwashing. And these are the tactics that are used by the Bolsheviks, the Zionist cabal that sought to take control of Russia, and drove and killed 166 million white Christians, Coptic Christians, as they called them. The same thing they did the same thing to the so-called Jews out of Israel and Palestine to drive them off the land so they could bring in their new groups to reoccupy, claim the land, and then they drove them to areas of the world where they wanted them to infiltrate, perhaps procreate, replicate, and to take over new areas, to infiltrate those areas with the groups, then they could later do the same thing again. They've been doing these things since the very beginning of time, back from Sumer and Babel and Pharos, the Pharisees. So this is just over and over the same thing again. As long as it's working, they can't change their plans. But we're starting to see this, at least at this time of the Great Awakening, some of us with eyes to see, ears to hear, and the spirit of discernment are able to perceive what these deviosity-type schemes of the government, the de facto government, who claims it's the real government, but it is not, as de facto means by rule of force of arms. And that's unfortunately the conundrum we find ourselves in today. And with that, I'll make room for your next callers, but thank you so much, Keith, for you and the public broadcasting shedding the light of truth on this diabolical scheme.
All right, yeah, no problem, Chris. Yeah, and, you know, in closing with you, though, I'll just say this. That was it, Hurricane Irma or whatever they call it, which is out in the Atlantic there. It was scheduled to go up the East Coast, and it looks like it's more and more veering down towards the Floridas again. So imagine
being steered.
Whether it's being steered or what like that. But I always think of that thing about how America will be destroyed. And you imagine having two massive events like that, and especially one over there in what hits into the Florida and South Carolina and North Carolina area again, and Atlanta, Georgia, and all that. It could be by design. And, of course, again, the only way people can recoup is to get help from their government, which is a handout, and you'll never bite the hand that feeds you. But I do have something coming up on this hurricane down there. So if you stay tuned, I'll get to you, okay?
Well, last one little caveat here. Remember Reagan warned us, I think 11 words from the government that are the most dangerous words in the world.
That's right.
We're here to help.
I'm here to help.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Renee, how you doing there from North Carolina? How you doing?
Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Listen, I think you'll be interested in this video because I know this whole Antifa right-left paradigm playing that the right has actually gotten is just totally out of control. Luke with We Are Chains has proven, okay, he followed one of these so-called Antifa people, and it was a cop. Luke at We Are Chains has a video called The Government's Manufactured Hate Crisis Confirmed.
I saw the video, but I didn't watch it yet. But thanks for bringing that to my attention, though.
Because I think people need to know this, because this has to stop, you know, mm-hmm. all this. No, because, and I'm sorry, but some people in the alt-right are the, you know, people who used to be part of the solution are now some of the biggest part of the problem of this, of playing this right-left paradigm. And to talk about some of the stuff Chris was talking about, I know about because I'm from Louisiana. So I know about a lot of, more than most people, about the dirty stuff that was going on down there. See, people think, oh, I'm sure they'd blow the levees. Oh, well, I am sure they'll blow the levees because it's part of our
well,
history.
Well, they said they were going to blow them.
Well, the thing is, in 1927, if you look up 1927 floods, you will read the history. This books, songs, everything has been written about this. The bankers in New Orleans and the business elite put tons of, like, dynamite and blew the levees upstream to save their own hide, and they flooded out all the poor people, okay, blacks and poor whites. And see, what happened was, and so they were even at one point promised reparations, but they never got nothing. They had nothing. They lost their homes, their livestock, and that is what started what they call the Great Migration. A lot of all these people complain about in Chicago and Detroit, they're up there because they were looking for industrial jobs after they lost
That's
everything.
Correct.
And Chris brought up something that I have always been curious about. See, because if you're poor and you have nothing and you lost your house, your livestock, everything, they left their land behind because they had nothing to work it with. They had nothing. So the thing is, I have always been curious about who ended up with all this land. Okay,
right.
Now I haven't figured that out yet. That's something I'm going to be working on. But I have a sneaking suspicion. We had a notorious guy down there in Plaquemines Parish called Judge Leander Perez. And
you know,
I mean,
as you say,
he ruled with a fist. And I'm I think probably some of it is in his family.
Yeah, you know, Renee, as you say that, there's that article in New York Times about I don't know if it's a reprint or what, but it's from 1860. But it talks about how they were using the Negroes for the plantations down in Cuba and stuff. But it all had to do with the French area down there. I can never think of that word when I want to, but I want to say barrio or something like that. But that's more New York, I think. But anyway, but it was that entire culture that was down there that again was displaced, and just
oh, you
like
mean the Cajuns?
Yeah, the Cajuns. Yeah, but there's another word for it.
You're speaking with one. You speak. I am an Acadian, and the thing is, what happened was, see, people don't understand. Most people don't know this history, and I'll give you a quick story of it. The thing is, they had come from France. And it was now around Nova Scotia or whatever. They were living peacefully with the Indians for 150 years, intermarrying, trading. They were prosperous. They were doing well. 150 years, they were doing fine. Until the kind of until the British came along. Now, it just goes to show how history is twisted. They call it the French and Indian War. Well, that makes it sound like the French and the Indians were fighting. You don't hear, there's nowhere English in that title. But they were the English were the aggressors, okay? And the French and the Indians lost. They wanted to swear an oath of allegiance to the King of England, and they refused because they felt that if war broke out again, they'd be forced to fight against their only family members and stuff. So they were put on boats where over half of them drowned and died, and they were shipped all over the place, splitting families and everything, okay? So the thing is, the British weren't just racist against darker people. They were racist against other white people, okay? And they also treated them badly. And so, yes, a large section of them did end up shipped down to the swamps of Louisiana, and those are the Acadians, and which is more commonly known as Cajuns, and that we can cook. Okay, but there's a lot more to the story than that, because and another thing I finally figured out too, I was going, you know, and it's the lies of omission, like Abraham talks about the Louisiana Purchase, because remember, the French had the entire midsection, the Mississippi and all its tributaries, the entire midsection of the United States, but they didn't tend to leave their country as much as the English did, so they didn't have as many people there. So they couldn't really defend it. So I, to this, I really feel that what happened was everybody talks about, oh, we got such a good deal on the Louisiana Purchase. Well, why do you think? If 60 years previously the French knew what had been done to the French colonists up in Nova Scotia, that's to me what you call one of those take the silver or we're going to give you the lead deals. And the French knew that if they didn't sell it, the British would just take it. You know, the English...
It was all about the Britain there. Let me read you something real fast. It says the United States purchased Louisiana, from France here, and it says at the price of $15 million, and no doubt the French population of that state will, after going out of the Union, insist upon reannexation to France. And it says South Carolina was reluctantly forced out of the embrace of the England 80 years ago, and it is currently reported that she is now in treaty with the British government for what it will be affected. Will amount to the practical annexation of Florida, seems determined to go out of the Union also. Remember, this was a time period, 1860s, right before this buildup of the massive monetary system, the Act of 1871 and all this. They're all tied together.
Yeah, and see, people don't realize who the biggest aggressors and greedy people were, you know, because and often another thing that annoys the hell out of me, we've all been trained to think if you have less it's because, well, you must be lazy. You don't have that Protestant work ethic. But what they don't tell you was the English had something called the head right program, and by law a lot of times all the hundreds of millions of free acres that were given out were only given to the English, okay? So the thing is, they're the ones that got the biggest welfare program early on with all kind of free land, and then they brought in other people to actually do most of the labor. It's like I pointed out to people, I said, that's why you notice so many cops are Italians and Irish.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Because they came later and they didn't get any land, so basically they had to become like overseers. To me, that's what cops are, okay?
Right.
And so, because they didn't get the free land. The English are the ones that got all the hundreds of millions of acres of land, okay? Mm-hmm. But a lot of other people were cut out. They didn't get any. And so, they would kind of blame these people who had less, but they don't tell you, yeah, but they didn't get all the land you got. You see, so our history has been such a ball of lies. I'm still untangling it. I'm sure I will not have the whole mess untangled. You know, I'd love to have it untangled before I die, but, that's probably highly unlikely. It's like a big twine ball, you know, of lies all for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, oh, I have one more thing that I think people will find very interesting about the Jews. There's a little video on YouTube. It's the title something like Ashkenazi Jew Admits Truth About Black Israelites. It's an Ashkenazi Jew, and he's talking about how with Israel, when some black Jews started applying to be able to go to Israel, they thought, oh, they're lying. They're just trying to move from a third world country to a first right. world country, until they looked into it, and he sheepishly admits that even with the DNA test and stuff, that a lot of these people from Africa even have like the kind of the royal rabbi bloodline or something, and mm-hmm. that there's an Ashkenazi Jew admitting that it's true that some of the people from Africa are the true God's chosen people, Israelites.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you, though, Renee. You remember Johnny Horton sang that song, In 1814, We Took a Little Trip.
Oh,
remember that one?
Song.
Okay. This all goes back to what they call the Treaty of Ghent. And under that, if you look that up in Wikipedia, you'll understand what's going on. But it says, under the mediation of the Tsar of Russia, Great Britain, and the United States, they came together in the summer of 1814 to negotiate the terms of peace. On Christmas Eve, British and American negotiators signed the Treaty of Ghent, restoring the political boundaries of North America's continent to the status quo, establishing a boundary commission to resolve further territorial disputes, and creating peace with Indian nations on the frontier, as well as the Ghent negotiations suggested the real cause of the War of 1812 was not merely commerce and neutral rights, but also Western expansion, relations with American Indians, and the whole territorial control of North America. And that's if you read that whole article, it's amazing. Like I say, hidden history is being hidden from us.
Oh, and like I say, because I know I've kind of used up my time, on another call I'll tell you the truth about Texas. That's a can of worms, too. Texas and the Masons and Spain. Oh, there's a really juicy little tidbit.
Yeah. All right, well, I got a break coming up here, Renee, and I got to get some other stuff here. But thanks for calling in, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, have a good one there. All right, on the cusp of what Renee was saying there, I saw a tweet that I had to laugh about. It was titled "Inspecting Zionist Concentration Camps Holding Palestinian Men and Women," and it talks about reports of beating, starvation, and other mistreatments. And it was like that concentration camp, and that's exactly what Gaza is. But on the cusp of that, I have about 2.5 minutes here, I think. I'm going to read this next article here, and upon reading it, I expect most Americans to immediately go down to your local prison and have yourself incarcerated, okay? And this would be for the countless millions of people that were murdered by the United States, even though you didn't have anything to do with it, okay? You could have been a voter, whatever like that. Anyway, so, over in Germany, this is how pathetic things are getting. A 96-year-old ex-Auschwitz clerk was deemed fit for prison. The German prosecutors had determined that the 96-year-old former Auschwitz pen pusher, this Oscar Groening, was fit to go to prison despite his obvious frailty in old age. Groening was convicted in July of 2015 of being accessory to murder for his role at the Auschwitz concentration camp during the Second World War. Despite his role at the camp of being that of a lowly clerk, the SS rank, I cannot pronounce that word, but it's Unterscharwachtin or something like that. But anyway, my German's not good. Anyway, he was deemed partially culpable for the deaths of the 300,000 Jews. And of course, if you look at the International Red Cross logs, I think it was only 71,000 that was listed there. But anyway, if we today are supposed to be culpable for crimes that have happened for years, then everyone should go turn themselves into all their to law enforcement and just say, you know, hey, you know, that I aided and abetting because I pushed a pin on a voting form or something like that that allowed that president to declare war, or Congress, that I elected that congressperson to throw his vote in on the table. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, 1-800-313-9443. I have another caller here, but I want to read a quote here. It's easier to chase the past, particularly old men. It gets more difficult chasing Islamic terrorists from today or from young, healthy Muslim men entering the Western society, nor Libyan or Albanian gangster clans ruling the whole areas of Western cities. The complete system is upside down and an easy prey for Islam to take over. And again, there are those Muslims that are fine. They have no problem. They eat, drinks, they live with us, dwell with us. It's these radicals that have this quest of theirs, anyway, I have something else to do with that other story here. But I'll go ahead and take Tom down there in Utah. Hello, Tom. Did you feel any of those quakes down there?
No, I guess I'm too much in a coma.
Oh, I thought you'd say you're old and frail and you just rickety anyway, so it'd be nothing other than blue.
Yeah,
you know?
That's probably what it was. I thought my walker was just had a flat spot on the wheel, maybe.
Jack Elam, huh? Anyway, what's on your mind today, Tom?
Anyway, curiously, is kind of a match to what this lady was talking about in terms of New Orleans and the land grab that occurs after these hurricanes. Mm-hmm. I was just on my phone trying to get Deputy Sheriff Jesse Finneran to call in and explain to you what's happened in that area, even since Katrina.
I have something I'm going to read here about Katrina, which will also do with Harvey. Because remember, with Harvey here, that they went over there and they had to open those dams, and of course it flooded out another 10,000 homes. And this will come in handy when I read that. You'll understand what I'm going to put together here in a second, though, okay?
Okay.
But go ahead.
I was going to tell you, you know, I was taken down to New Orleans after Katrina through Jesse Finneran, actually seeing my work in the manufactured home industry.
Right.
What was really interesting when I went down there, I did testify before the congressional committee meeting there in New Orleans. And as I finished up and I was explaining to them why their babies and elderly were continuing to die in those FEMA units, but after the meeting, there were several families that came up to me and begged me to come out to their communities and help them to understand, well, help to educate their friends and families about this poisoning problem. So one family called Frederick's family, there was Anthony and Jackie, Anthony the husband, Jackie the wife. They ultimately got me and were driving me down to the end of the Mississippi Delta where their family had actually homesteaded after Abraham Lincoln had turned them loose.
Right.
They went down and they drained that land, you know, they dug canals and fought all the vermin that were there and the bugs, but they cleared that land, turned it into beautiful gardens, productive gardens.
Right.
And as Jackie and Anthony were driving me around, they said, we want you to notice something. As we drive down a road, we'd see all these homes that were shattered by the hurricane. A little cleanup had occurred, of course, but the homes were still in ruin.
Right.
And then we passed by a beautiful house, all, landscaped, everything perfect. And then the next property would be, again, shattered and ruined. And I said, okay, what's going on here? And they said, well, do you know that home that you just saw that's all in perfect shape? That belongs to one of the aldermen.
Mm-hmm.
And they said these other properties belong to the black families that are here. And when the hurricane was finished, we simply were asking the federal government to give us a few nails and screws and a few things to help put our homes back together. But instead of that, they brought us the FEMA trailers. And since we couldn't restore our homes because that requires a little bit of resource, right?
Right.
Now there are signs, and I noticed they had condemned on the fences or on posts.
Right.
Front
right.
Of the
mm-hmm.
I said, well, what's happening there? And they said, well, the families cannot afford to repair it, so now the parish leadership have condemned it. It goes into a sheriff's sale.
Right. All right, Tom, I got a break. Do you want to stay over and talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back here. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Tom down in Utah. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network on Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. We're talking with Tom down in Utah. Tom, I do have something to add, though, but I have to read a lot to let you understand what it is. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you finish there, and then you can follow up listening on the thing here. But it's all about what we saw down in Katrina and how I started out today's show with how corporations rule. Okay, so go ahead and finish what you were saying there about what you were doing down there again.
Yeah, see, like I said, I'd been taken down there to help them identify the cause of death and injury in those FEMA trailers. But, and of course, in that, I was only going to be there for 3 days, but I ultimately ended up being down there for almost 8 weeks. And it was really an education. What was really kind of sad for me is the, for example, Anthony and Jackie were telling me their plight. They didn't ask for trailers. What they wanted is a little bit of hardware to restore their homes. You know, they'd gone out and gathered up the pieces of their homes. We're trying to put them together, and all they asked FEMA to do is just, you know, provide us with some nail screws, a little bit of, you know, lumber where we need to replace lumber, and we'll be fine. But also, they were asking, they asked FEMA and the government, can you provide us with seeds and seedlings to restore their gardens, right, so they could be productive anymore.
Right.
Neither one of those things happened. What they received were those FEMA trailers, which, you know, poisoned them with formaldehyde and carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the families ended up sleeping outside in sleeping bags, right, when I was down there.
Right.
And again, none of them had any help. And it was, curiously, it was the African-American or Cajun families that were denied any other help other than their FEMA trailers. And it was just bizarre for me to see the white Altermans homes to be perfect, in perfect condition. And they're, you know, how to say, productive gardens, productive farms. Yet right next door, the black families, nothing. And then there's a sign on there saying condemned. And this is 2009. This is 3-4 years after the fact, right? And still today, those families have not been restored, or their properties have not been restored. They were taken over. They've been turned into casinos and other commercial properties.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me read this to you, okay? Oh, go ahead, Tom. Okay. Go ahead. We got time. Go ahead.
The reason I called is, and I know a lot of people have heard me before on RBN, but hopefully there's a new crop of listeners today, as being Sunday and they're free. But if you have any friends or family down in Texas, after Katrina, of course, and I made myself high profile, when Sandy was about to hit New York and New Jersey, both the governors of, Christie of New Jersey, and I believe it was
Cuomo.
Both of their offices contacted me and asked me for advice, you know, based upon my findings in New Orleans. So for anybody that has friend or family or even volunteers in Texas, I'm begging you to go to the gassingamerica.com website. Again, that's gassingamerica.com. Scroll down to near the bottom, and there's a paragraph with a heading for Hurricane Sandy victims and relief workers.
Okay.
Please read that section and open the links I've got, particularly to a document that I wrote up with the help of a reporter. She edited for us, and we got that published and pushed out to the victims and workers of Sandy, and we saved so many lives through that. See, the real problem in a hurricane occurs after the hurricane's done, right?
Right.
You have deaths and injury with the wind and the water. Subsequent to that, after the wind and water is even no longer an issue, you have electrocution, but you also have a lot of asphyxiation deaths.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
That's an issue that we take care of in that writing. So again, please go to gassingamerica.com, and then roll to the bottom to the paragraph that begins Hurricane Sandy victims and relief workers. Just simply either email that to any of your friend or family in the Texas, Louisiana, or any of your members that are going down there to help. They need to be armed with that information so they can prevent further deaths and injuries because of asphyxiation primarily.
That's right.
And if they're involved in the healthcare industry. That was the big failure in New Orleans, is the healthcare people were not looking for this type of injury after Katrina, and there were hundreds that were lost.
Well, it's like with Hurricane Harvey there, you know, at $700 million that was sent in relief to Afghanistan, not Texas. I mean, that's how bad
things are. By the way, now that you remind me that, Oprah Winfrey donated several millions of dollars for the victims of Katrina. Uh-huh. It never ended up with the victims. And when I was there, since I'd helped prepare Howard Lyman for Oprah's show and got her into trouble, I contacted Stedman and I said, you know what's happening down here in New Orleans? I said, you need to get hold of Oprah and tell her what's happened to her money. It ended up in the hands of the alderman, not those families. So Oprah went back down there and said, I want my money back. Can you imagine them panicking,
whenever I see an actor or something like that wants to donate money, the only reason they do that is for the tax exemption. And, of course, it gives them free media. I hate to say it that way, but, you know, most of these, you watch these videos and stuff of these guys that are against even the United States with Donald Trump and all this. They don't care enough about the country. They care about their wealth and their playwrights and how they're going to make movies, their CIA induction into all these movie themes so that they can keep making countless millions of dollars. They don't care about anyone else. That's why these Pavarotti and all these get blown off all the time, you know. They have their own life. That's all they care about. They want to go out and play on the Caribbean or whatever like that, you know. They don't care about you.
Well, you can still cruise around the Gulf area where Katrina went in and still see the aftermath of that.
Right.
What was bizarre to me is, you know, the shrimping families that were there, boats were still up on the land, you know, four or five miles inland.
Sure.
But the white shrimpers, their boats were out in the bay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you go here, Tom. I'm going to read an article here, and I want you to pay attention to it, okay? And maybe I can email it to you if I have to, okay?
I'm going to try to get Jesse to call in and tell you what's going on.
All right, sounds good, okay? Anyway, my best to you, and thanks for calling in from Utah down there, okay?
Bye.
All right, thanks. All right, in line with what Tom and I was just talking about, there's an article about how Washington lobbyists fought flood insurance reform that they had already maneuvered to slow lawmakers' efforts to overhaul the national flood insurance program and to protect their industry's profits. The catastrophic weather in Texas has thrown a spotlight on the federal government's troubled flood insurance program, which is nearly $25 billion in debt after huge payouts following the Katrina, Sandy, and other devastating hurricanes. But as Houston starts the long process of recovering, lobbyists in Washington have already started making the maneuvers there to slow the lawmakers' efforts to overhaul the national flood insurance program and to protect their industry's profits. And we found out that most people down in that area did not have insurance. And for those that did, then you have them opening up dams and stuff and flooding their homes. And so they've lost on that. And then the process to rebuild, again, will draw out for such a long, long time. But anyway, the powerful home builders lobby helped kill a proposal that would have phased out coverage for new construction in high-risk areas, which is exactly what we're talking about, those that are built below sea level and everything. The National Association of Realtors blocked an attempt to rein in and discounted insurance rates that the homeowners can get when their flood risk increases. And the American Bankers Association has warned of a regional foreclosures crisis if Congress axes coverage for homes with excessive claims. We're right back to how corporate America works. You've got the bankers wanting to protect their assets, and then you have the insurance companies with those multi-storied buildings in these big, huge cities that look out at the small peons to know that they're rich and everything, that try to not insure properties so that people suffer. And then, of course, from that, since people don't have the ability to rebuild and such, then they are forced to move, relocate out of an area in which, as Renee and us had all talked about, the confiscation of land goes in, your massive casinos go in, and, I mean, it's all corporate interest. And it's when it comes to we the people, forget it, you know. And these guys keep reelecting these congressmen back and forth who we know are paid off through all these lobbyists, and it's just ridiculous. Anyway, I had another story here that I thought was kind of interesting here. This is the Gulen movement, and this is where Germany's government officially rejected the request at the end of June, telling Ankara over there in Turkey that there was no legal grounds for Germany's financial watchdog, BaFin, to crack down on this Gulen movement and its supporters. And this Gulen movement is listed as a terrorist organization. The report also suggests that the number of Turkish extraditions requests sent to Germany had increased to 53 since the beginning of the year and is already exceeding that in total for the whole year of 2016. And the number of this has actually come up to about 249 people that have died over this military coup attempt that has also been linked back through the United States. And, of course, we know that the United States is harboring this Gulen. He's Fethullah Gulen, who's inspired this movement. Of course, he strongly denies having anything to do with it. And, of course, the U.S. won't extradite him. And this is another thing which is making Ankara mad. And more daily, and, you know, I read a lot of news, and I see that I don't care where it's at. It just seems like countries are either disavowing their relationship with the United States and or they're picking sides for the coming war. And I hate to say it that way. I've made a few comments here on Twitter here lately that I am just waiting for an Archduke Ferdinand moment. Something seems like it's about ready to pop. And like I say, when you have a country with all this massive criminal exposure through the FBI, Comey, Clintons, and all this, and it's been suggested there that even Trey Gowdy had a private email server, the level of corruption, it just keeps going. And you don't see any prosecutions except for the small little guys. None of the big politicians are taking down, because to take them down, you'd have to take the entire government down. And this is like the Soviet era type collapse on America here, and unsustained by its massive debt and everything like that. There's no way that can pull out of the paying off all this debt. And so something has to happen here shortly to where the U.S. will either proclaim it's been attacked, a false flag, who knows what could. Yeah, and that, and I hate to say this, but I think the U.S. is being suckered into a shadow boxing type thing with Korea. I got a couple stories on that here in a minute, but you can imagine if the U.S. had brought all of its fleet and stuff like that, and Korea is throwing off all these dud missiles and stuff, what would happen if one of them was actually alive and it took out the entire naval fleet of the United States? We've seen these from old war or archived atomic explosions of ships out there in the ocean, and it you know, wiping out all the ships. And we're not talking little bitty things. We're talking these big naval cruisers and everything. But, you know, I look for something big like that, in as much as the massive amount of ships that are left over from Fukushima that have got all that radiation on them, and they should be scrapped. The soldiers can't serve, or the sailors can't serve on them for very long without having so many rads of exposure and everything. So, I mean, it would be easy for the U.S. to either do something to itself and claim Korea did it and then get their little game on. And, of course, the U.S. doesn't really care about 23 million people, because they're talking about a nuclear strike in that area. And allegedly it's to take out Kim, but you've got loyalists and everything, you know. I'm going to run out of time here. I'll go ahead and take Nick in Arizona there. Go ahead, Nick. How you doing there? Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here.
Okay, Keith. Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment and I'll get off the air.
Sure.
The war propaganda is really for morons. I mean, Kim's got a nuclear, he's got a hydrogen bomb. You really? Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Okay. If there's going to be a war, it's going to have to be quick, because nobody's going to get drafted. Nobody's going to go. You know, it's all propaganda. And
well, you know, Nick, there's another thing to that, though. You have to understand what's going on. You have all these veterans that have come back from all these other illegal wars that are sitting there loaded up on PTSD medications. It's $3-some-odd billion. And you can't have a sustained army that is loaded on drugs and stuff, that has the gumption and stuff to go out and fight things. So it'll have to be something quick and catastrophic to say, boom, you know.
So if they drop a bomb on North Korea, that's not going to piss off everybody in the region. It's propaganda. Mm-hmm. They can't do anything. They're stuck. The United States is not a power anymore. Technology has surpassed us. I mean, they've got missiles that can sink our carriers unless we're going to drop hydrogen bombs on them and then tick off everybody in that area. It's not going to work. You can't do it. We're dead meat sitting in those carriers. They can kill us.
I noticed that over in the Persian Gulf when Iran and Russia came out with that cavitating torpedo that does, 200 and some odd miles an hour underneath the water? There's no way you could turn a flat-top carrier fast enough to get away from one of those things.
They also have 10,000 speedboats with cruise missile launchers. I mean, so it's all propaganda. I mean, it's just for the consumption of people. Look, if they do something over there, it's going to be mass casualties for our side. And
right.
So they got to let the people know that it was a hydrogen bomb we were trying to stop, not Wall Street's fear of the reunification of the two Koreas that will nationalize all the industry and totally wipe out Wall Street.
That's, I remember Moon, when he said that he was going to get elected down there in South Korea, he says he wanted to reunify.
They want to reunify. We don't want
to. Anyway, I got a break here. Do you want to stay over there?
I'll stay over for you.
All right, we'll be right back there. This is On Frequency, Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
It's On Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get and you wanna.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, welcome back. We're getting kind of short for time here, so I'm going to go ahead and pop back in here. But I did want to say real fast, though, Rick, that 5.2 earthquake they had over there, they tried to say was a nuclear detonation, and then it had an aftershock, and then you start looking at the actual earthquake waveforms, and it was an earthquake. It wasn't no nuclear detonation, but like you say, it's all propaganda to pump people up. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, just quickly, this, you know, the big concern, I think, with the United States, as far as the State Department is concerned, is Japan. This is giving Japan an excuse to start to rearm. We don't want Japan to rearm any more than we want Korea to have arms. But over there, yeah. the Koreans and the Chinese hate Japan from World War II. See, Japan went in there and killed those people without mercy in World War II, and they haven't forgotten that. So,
and the same in the Philippines.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Japan has a lot of, you know, enemies from World War II still. And if a war breaks out over there, I mean, just what's going to happen to the shipping lanes and all the crap on Walmart shelves? It's a big problem.
That's right. That's right. Well, right now we have the next IDF over there in the Israeli Times, JW Post, that was just an intelligence chief that told Trump should do a preemptive strike on North Korea. And, I mean, it just...
They're very anti-Semitic over there. South Korea will run a story in their newspaper talking about the Jews of Wall Street taking over their businesses. Okay, we don't know that. We don't hear that over here, but they do, and they would like to nationalize their businesses. So there's whatever happens over there. A lot of Americans will get hurt if something does. If some fuse is lit, there's going to be tens of thousands of Americans dead.
Well, like Jared Salente said, though, you place a country under sanctions for countless decades because the U.S. is pissed because they didn't win in 50 there, you know, or in the 50s. It's only a $3 billion GDP that North Korea has. I mean, what threat are they? 23 million people. It was brought out today earlier that 90% of North Korea's trade is with China. And if Trump blocks China with the sanction, because he just said that he wants to block all countries doing trade with North Korea, that's $650 billion of U.S. trade with China. So you'll cut your own economy. And just like say, if you create a million jobs and you start sanctioning everyone, you're going to kill those same jobs.
It's about stopping the unification of Korea. That's probably where it's at. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, okay? All right, and of course, we still have the hype there about Washington will still escalate the U.S. Navy patrols in the South China Sea. And I've read off that before there about the Cairo Agreement where Japan in that period of time with Roosevelt and those guys, the unconditional surrender of Japan, clear back to World War One, is that Japan had to give back all island territories and stuff back to China. And that's why that area of that so-called disputed island is in the South China Sea and not the Sea of Japan. But... we know the U.S. has broken treaty after treaty. I live on a reservation. I see what they've done to the Native Americans. I mean, it's ridiculous. But on top of that, though, we now see that India has now sold a bunch of 6,000-pound supersonic missiles to the Vietnamese. And, I mean, everyone is gearing up, just like North Korea is. Everyone knows that there's something coming, and we're just waiting for something to spark, I guess, like that Archduke Ferdinand moment. Anyway, I'd like to thank all those that joined us today. We're at the end of the show here. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Thank Ken in the control room and all those in the chat room, and we'll catch you next week. It was nice talking to you tonight. This is On Frequency with Keith Radio with Keith Rogers with Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory?
It's guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.